Prabhupada called me, I was attending Srila Prabhupada. Actually, one of us used to always be with Srila Prabhupada, right, for 2 hours. Right. My shift was 12 to 2. Right. So it must have been around 1 o'clock, at around 1 o'clock, Srila Prabhupada called me. And then Prabhupada told me that the time has come for him to leave this planet. Therefore, we should make arrangement to take him to Vrindavan immediately. He wanted to leave his body. This, I was completely shocked. I immediately ran downstairs, woke up the Mahakrishna Maharaj and told him. So, in great anxiety, Kamakrishna Maharaj also came running upstairs. And he asked Prabhupada. And Prabhupada told him the same thing, that his time has come for him to leave his body, and he wants to leave his body. So that night only we packed, and in the morning we left. Prabhupada stopped in Delhi that night, and the next morning Prabhupada went to Vrindavan. When Prabhupada arrived in Vrindavan, devotees were ecstatic, because all of a sudden Prabhupada was speaking to Vrindavan. Devotees couldn't expect that, but now Prabhupada came. So devotees were so happy, they were just chanting and dancing about it with the kirtan. Then, after the darshan of the deities in the temple door, Prabhupada introduced them. And devotees also came following Srila Prabhupada. And there Prabhupada actually declared, but announced why he came to Vrindavan. That he came to Vrindavan. So devotees' ecstasy immediately turned into agony. And seeing that Srila Prabhupada very affectionate and very merciful, quoting the verse, Dehi Narsimha Dasati. And Prabhupada explained, Tatha Dehantarattva. The reality is that one must give up his own body and take to him. But then Prabhupada explained, dhirastastranamayati. Those who are situated in knowledge, they do not become bewildered by this happening of this material, changing. Because they know it's simply a matter of soul's transmigration from one. Then after all the devotees left, Prabhupada, he doesn't have any appetite. And so he asked me not to cook for him. And he said, what's the point in eating when there is no appetite? And Prabhupada told me not to cook for him and not to force him to eat. I felt that probably this is how Prabhupada will give his body up. He will stop eating like Parikshit Maharaj. When he got to know that he will leave his body in 7 days, sat down, stopped eating, drinking. And I also felt that this was a problem of gratitude. And so I went and told Tamakrishna Maharaj. Tamakrishna Maharaj told me, he also felt very happiness. When Prabhupada decided like that. And then, in this way Prabhupada didn't eat anything for details. But in the meantime, many devotees came from different parts of the world. And they are feeling what? We can't let Prabhupada go. A small team representing these leading devotees of ISKCON went to Srila Prabhupada and conveyed that message. Prabhupada, we are so young in our spiritual life. We are like children. And if you leave us now, what will happen? We become orphans. And then they say, Prabhupada, you are a pure devotee of Krishna. But if you desire, Krishna will automatically fulfill your desire. Please stay. Then Prabhupada agreed to stay. Prabhupada wanted something to drink. I already have some grape juice. I used to always make some fruit juice just in case Prabhupada wanted something. Prabhupada told me not to force, but if Prabhupada himself wanted something, I would have something ready. So Prabhupada after many days of fasting, Prabhupada just accepted. And then Prabhupada told us one day, and then I started to cook again for Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada started to eat also. So one day Prabhupada asked me to go to Gopinath Bazaar in Vrindavan and look for one Bonamani Paviraj. So that person came and started to treat Srila Prabhupada. And his treatment was working, but at that time Prabhupada wanted to leave for the West. Prabhupada's plan was to go to London first, then New York, then Gita Nagari, then Los Angeles, and then but unfortunately, when Prabhupada went to London, his health condition deteriorated so much that he had to come back to India. He first came to Bombay and then to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada.